Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you as we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, Brother Brian Tinsel will be presenting our words of encouragement. His message is entitled, God Uses Broken People. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following his words of inspiration, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Before we bring him on, I'd just like to remind everyone to please, please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God continue to bless us all in the ways that we stand in need of. We also ask continued prayer on behalf of our ministers and all of our motorists, that we respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destinations safely. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning to our audience this morning. Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you so much for your gracious introduction, and we will certainly keep those prayers in mind when we have our final prayer here today. You know, I was thinking about being broken and how God uses broken people. And in this life, we're constantly being broken and put back together. When we focus more on being broken, we miss all the things God has in store for us. Every one of us are headed into the storm, we're in the storm, or we just came out of the storm. And these bitter storms of life can break us, but we have to aim higher and climb higher. Or sometimes we go around the storm. So our minds have to constantly be renewed. God breaks us and puts us back together according to his will. I was looking at an article there by Clarence Haynes Jr., and it says three ways God uses broken people for his glory. And we're going to talk a little bit about these items here, these three little points, but we may not get through all of them. But his article starts out by saying most people tend to despise broken things, often wanting to throw them away. When you hear the word broken, it implies something is wrong. Something's not working the way it's supposed to be. When you look at the Merriam-Webster dictionary, it says broken can have a few definitions, such as violently separated into parts, shattered or subdued, completely crushed, sorrowful. So we not only throw broken things away, we sometimes like throwing broken people away. So on the contrary, God seems to love and is actually drawn to broken people. What is it about brokenness that attracts God's attentions? Why does God love using broken people? So let's look at three reasons there, if we can get through these today. Number one is broken people recognize their need for God, or they should recognize their need for God. When you look at the gospel in Luke chapter 18, we see the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, and they both went to the temple to pray, and their prayers were vastly different. So the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, all the robbers, the evildoers, the adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get, Luke 18, 11, 12. And when you compare that to the prayer of the tax collector said he stood at a distance and he wouldn't even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, in Luke 18, 13. So it's very evident that these two prayers are different. The Pharisee stood very confident. He was boasting in his righteousness. He told God how wonderful a person that he is. The tax collector, on the other hand, was bent low and broken, recognizing how unworthy he is, pleading for the mercy of God. So the article says, guess which one went home justified? There's an old expression out there that says God helps those people who help themselves. But that could be true or not true. And it's, you know, you see stories in the Bible where it could be true or not true. But what the Bible teaches us is that God helps people who realize they can't help themselves, who recognize their need for him. And Jesus reminds us of this in this parable. A broken person recognizes that they need God when they understand their need and they call upon him. And when they call upon him, he comes to help. People who don't recognize their brokenness never understand their need for God and refuse to call upon him for help. We can stay in that broken mindset if we don't watch it. That brokenness can lead us down the wrong stairway. So when we look at Psalms 34 and 18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So if your heart is broken today and you're in a place where you recognize your need for God, you are where God wants you to be. He's close to you and ready to step in and help in your situation. And all you have to do is call upon him, believe in him, and hold steadfast to your faith. So number two, the second way that broken people help other broken people. And empathy means to understand and share the feelings of others. And at some point in our lives, we've all been hurt, broken, troubled, crushed, and in need of help of the comfort and the comfort of God. So this is the essence of being broken. We're broken down and built back up constantly. We're always being renewed. So we understand what it looks like, and we can in turn help someone else. We have to look outside of ourselves. In other words, broken people can help other broken people. It is possible. So the experiences we have in life are not just for us. They happen to us, and we can help someone else. And how can you help me overcome if you never had to do the same? So it takes a special person to do that. This is what Jesus did for us. And the Hebrews remind us that we have a high priest who's experienced everything we do so he can help us. He became broken so he could help us in our brokenness. So we can approach the throne of grace. We can approach God with confidence, knowing we have a God who understands and empathizes with our brokenness. Because God has demonstrated that to us through Christ. We in turn must do the same for others. So that's why staying connected and reading your Bible and constantly affirming God and his presence and what he's doing in our lives continually builds us up to be strong. And we have to assert our faith, and we have to study to show ourselves approved, to become more knowledgeable, and eventually have wisdom. So when we look at what Paul said in 2 Corinthians, it says, praise be to God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with comfort, the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So we're receiving that comfort from God as well. That's 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4. And if you've been broken before, then God wants to use that. Remember what it felt like. Remember how God brought you through it. And you can take that and help someone else. And the last point was broken people become trophies of God's grace. And if you look at one of the enemies of the early church, it was Saul of Tarsus. In Acts 8, after Stephen was stoned, we see that Saul was there and approved of Stephen's killing. Right after that, the great persecution broke out in Acts 8 and 3, but Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house, dragging men and women and putting them in prison, if you remember. And then we get to chapter 9 of Acts, and Saul is still spewing out this murderous venom that he has. So he felt justified and righteous and zealous as a Pharisee. And all his knowledge and training, he just knew that he was right. So the story goes he went from Saul of Tarsus to the Apostle Paul. He went from being broken to becoming a trophy of God's grace. And Paul, in his own words, said, I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance, unbelief. The grace of our Lord is poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. It says, Christ come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. So for that reason, I was shown mercy, the worst of sinners. And Christ showed him a lot of patience through that time. You know, sometimes we're broken and we get out there and there may not be a way to come back. We are lucky if God puts his power in us and empowers us to come back. So that's our message today. Don't be broken forever. If you're broken, be broken according to God's will and let him lead you back along the path of righteousness. That's our message for today. And with that, we will bow in a word of prayer. Our Father, Jesus, thank you so much for allowing us to look at being broken today and just knowing that you are breaking us for a reason. And we can learn the lessons of this being broken so we can help other people. But Lord, it's our life to live, and being broken gives us a sense of a purpose if we use it for the right reason. Father, we pray for those today that are taking care of loved ones that are sick, and family and friends that are sick, all our healthcare professionals out there, and people in their homes that have to take care of their sick loved ones. We pray for all of those who are ill and are broken, that you may recover their mind and renew their mind and spirit according to your will. Pray for our ministers that put our messages together on the call. Thank you so much for them and their families. Thank you so much for everyone on our call, no matter what their needs are. The fact that you can help us overcome any storm gives us so much hope, Lord. Thank you for being a part of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.